I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. Is there a biblical basis for adolescence? And is there a biblical justification for segregating young people from the rest of the church? Adolescence comes from the Latin adolescere, meaning to grow up. David Black serves as chair of New Testament Studies at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary. In The Myth of Adolescence, Black writes this, quote, "Etymologically, the terms adolescence and adult are closely related. The Latin term adolescence originally meant growing one, and generally referred to the sudden spurt of growth at the age of puberty, around 12 or 13 years of age. The word adult meant grown one and referred to a person who had passed his or her growth spurt. In essence, then, an adult was a person who was able to have children. Thus, throughout history, puberty was the beginning of adulthood itself, not the beginning of a stage between childhood and adulthood." End quote. The Bible asserts no category as adolescence. There is no tweener stage where young people are supposed to waste time playing video games and sitting around watching Big Bang Theory. There is no pre-adult stage where responsibility is deflected and little is expected. Nevertheless, Christians have adopted the adolescent idea anyway, mimicking the humanistic evolutionary ideology. Christians have segregated young people, teaching them distinctly from adults, and teaching them things that are different than what is taught to adults. Black also writes this, quote, "It is my conviction that the social theory of adolescence undermines both the Christian understanding of human nature and the way in which Christians analyze moral thought. It underscores the modern disinclinations to treat a person as responsible for his or her actions. When we assert the fact that teenagers are to act like children rather than like adults, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy." End quote. There is no biblical category of adolescence. Consequently, there is no biblical justification for segregating young people. You'll never hear this in a church or in a civil government school. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.